Just a little bit of history about audio description. I think most people know what it is, but it is an audio track that is added to either a live performance or pre-recorded media to provide key visual elements of what's happening on the screen or the stage so that a blind person can stay connected and follow what's going on visually on the program or the stage. So audio description began with live theater in the 1980s, primarily in Washington, D.C. is where it started, but it traveled pretty quickly for live theater across the country. In Massachusetts, the first theater to have live audio described performances was the Wheelock Family Theater in the Boston area. They were the leader here. I'm happy to say today that many theaters throughout the Boston area, in Worcester and in some smaller communities, are starting to make available more live audio described theater performances every year. For television, we have also Massachusetts to thank for the first audio described television, and that was at WGBH. And WGBH, with their descriptive video service, led the way for public television and set the stage for increased television audio description. So in the early 2000s, some TV networks, through a mandate from the Federal Communication Commission, that said basically you will provide audio description for television at a certain number of hours per week. And while many networks did that, the broadcasters actually filed suit against the FCC for basically overstretching their authority of the legislation that the FCC is responsible for. And unfortunately, the blind community lost that case. It was declared that, in fact, the FCC had overstepped their authority. And so audio description basically was no longer a requirement for television. One network, CBS, continued to offer audio description, even though it wasn't required for a few shows. And the blind community picked up the gauntlet and went back to Congress and introduced legislation that it took basically another 7 or 8 years to get passed, called the 21st Century Video and Communication Accessibility Act, or CVAA. That was signed into law on October 10th in 2010 by President Obama, that then required all broadcast networks like ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and 5 top cable providers determined by the Nielsen ratings every 3 years to provide audio description up to approximately 87 hours per quarter. So per quarter isn't that much, but it was exciting. It brought audio description to television once again, and it was a consumer-based initiative that today we continue to advocate for. In 2016, we had the first streaming service offer audio description, and that was Netflix. Now, many of streaming services since that time have come on board with audio description as well. Prime Video, Hulu, Apple Plus, Disney Plus, HBO Max, that is now Max. So there's a lot of streaming content. And again, we have kind of the deaf community to thank for the success of audio description with on streaming services, because the deaf community filed suit in the Springfield Circuit and to say we want captioning on all streamed content. And before that case went to trial, Netflix settled with the deaf community and agreed to provide captioning for Netflix content. So the blind community picked right up on that and said, well, if you're doing it for the deaf community, you need to do it for the blind community. And that's how they became the first streaming service to offer that. But the legislation that was signed in 2010 doesn't say anything about streaming services having to provide that. It was all done voluntarily because of the court case and kind of streaming services believing that the writing was on the wall, so to speak. And if they didn't do it voluntarily, they might be forced to do it by the courts. So they were more willing to start offering description. And so we have the level of description today. But that, again, isn't what we want to see, because television has reached the ceiling as far as the current law will allow television to provide, and that's only 87 and a half hours a quarter. So there's a lot more television out there than 87 and a half hours, and we want to have it described. So in late July 2023, Senator Edward Markey reintroduced an updated version of the CVAA called the 21st Century Video Technology Accessibility Act, or CVTA, and it includes updated provisions to cover audio description for television at a very high level of content, streaming services. It also covers video conferencing platforms, telecommunication services, and telecommunication equipment for people who are deafblind. So that is current legislation that we will be advocating on in Congress over the next session of Congress, hopefully to get that passed. And we'll be working very hard and reaching out to consumers of audio description to help with that advocacy initiative. So that's a brief background of where we've been and where we're going in the field of audio description for people who are blind or have low vision.